At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Cheers.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Bass. Take it responsibly.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is just past 5 o'clock, and from the Chicago Update Studios, I'm Matt Riddle with the Scoreboard Update. Matt Forte fighting an MCL injury, but some encouraging news from John Fox today.
I think right now, I think the feeling is, and again, it's not exact because we're not done with it, but I don't see it being season-ending on either one or even at this point, whether there needs to be, it's not an ACL surgically repaired stuff moving forward.
We'll see how long it takes until we do see him, though, and you might see more of Jeremy Langford for the time being. Eddie Royal also dealing with a bum knee. They will all get an extra day, though, this week at the very least. The Bears play Monday night in San Diego. Injuries taking a toll all around the league. Steelers' Le'Veon Bell, MCL tear. 49ers' Reggie Bush, ACL tear. Ravens' Steve Smith, an Achilles tendon tear, all out for the year. Steve Smith may be done for good. And we do have a trade today. Trade deadline is tomorrow. 49ers sending tight end Vernon Davis and a 7th-round pick to Denver for a pair of 6th-round picks coming back from the Broncos. Monday Night Football, the Colts and the Panthers tonight. We'll see how healthy Andrew Luck is this evening. Coverage at 6:45 right here on The Score. Kansas City celebrating its first World Series title in 30 years. A big parade coming tomorrow and the baseball season officially over with. Hot Stove will officially kick into gear with more than 130 free agents. Friday night, just past midnight. By the way, construction continuing at Wrigley. Famous Marquee came down today for repair work. It will go back up before opening day. Blackhawks in action tonight against the Kings at the UC. Marian Hossa not playing because of a lower body injury. Brian Bickell sent to Rockford. That means they'll make room for Marco Dano, who will be called up and making his Blackhawks debut tonight. College hoops, the AP preseason top 25 is out. North Carolina starts the season at number one for the 9th time in school history. And Notre Dame firing an academic advisor today in the wake of allegations that she coerced football players and basketball players into having sex with her daughter. Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on right now. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to Pearl, P-E-R-L, David.
Facebook.com.
Boers and Bernstein.
Goodbye, Chicago!
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Dude, congratulations. You beat the Bears.
Beat the Bears.
Oh, good God.
Goodbye, Chicago! We have vanquished the Bears!
All right. You know what? And I'm going to say something. You know, we're talking about this off the air that I really, at this particular time in the NFL, I really, as much as it's a jumble and there's always different guys and somebody's always hurt, I can't be too mad at the Bears offensive line given what the hell's going on
there's
in the NFL.
So few really good offensive lines. And it's been a lament of NFL people, NFL observers, looking at not just what's happening with guys who block and spread offenses and don't have recognitions of different kinds of fronts and protections and the complicated protections, but practice time. That because training camp, they don't get to line up shoulder to shoulder and hit, that it just, they think it's very hard to develop this kind of continuity and teamwork that you used to have. I don't know if it's true or not. That's just what people are saying.
I mean, I guess you'd look at yesterday's Saints and Giants game and say, what are you talking about? Well, take a look at some of the rest of the games. Not the whatever the hell that was, that Nintendo football they're playing. But, I mean, it's really, I mean, when you watch the good teams that could actually get after a quarter, it doesn't make any difference who's playing your offensive line. Now, Dallas was the best last year. Remember, everybody was crazy about their offensive line. I think they've got a few injuries in there, too.
Yeah, still pretty good, though.
Still pretty good.
You watch Lyle Collins. Remember,
yes.
That's the guy from LSU that slipped in the draft because he might have been part of a murder investigation.
Yeah.
Now it looks like he's going to be in the clear.
That's right.
They end up getting him. He is pushing people around like they're on wheels.
Yep. I mean, I guess they're pretty good. It's hard to say that when they've lost five in a row, whatever it is, and Matt Kessel doesn't appear to be
still,
the answer either.
I think they're
still
pretty
good. But you think
they're
the best?
I'd still swap out mine for yourn if that's lining up.
Yeah, I just think it's so hard to block some of these guys. That, I mean, when you actually get to a...
Yeah, the speed of the outside pass rushing is just insane. They're too damn fast. You need running backs helping and tight ends helping and everything you can do to buy anybody time. And geez, I mean, what do you do with the Broncos? What do you do? Other than pray.
That's about all.
Help me, Jesus.
That's about all you can do. I mean, I'm not saying all. It just seems to me that you don't hear much talk about, man, that's a great offensive line. You heard a lot about it last year with Dallas, and it was because DeMarco Murray went crazy and everything else that happened. But, I mean, when you think about it and look around, and nobody really blocks the Rams either. Nobody really blocks them either. That's five first-round draft picks. No, you don't really block them. I mean, I think there's it's so difficult. So when I look at the Bears, I say, well, it'd be nice to have the offense. Well, everybody could say that.
This was the Tribune editorial you clued me into to take a look at this. And it says, should your child play high school football?
Mm-hmm.
And it says the game can be made safer but not safe. And for the most part, I think it's a fairly sensible, even-handed editorial that concludes with parents need to ask questions, weigh the risks, and demand policies and practices that protect their kids. They have to ask themselves if it's enough. They have to be willing to say no to football. So it's a fairly evenly done piece.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the line in here after the one sentence paragraph. So should your child play high school football? They go through the litany of deaths
right
this year. And there's four words here that I know bothered you very much. And I think you can figure out what they are. Thanks to the NFL, we've learned a lot about the hazards of concussions at the sport's highest level. We're only beginning to understand the long-term effects of repeated blows to the heads of adult professional players. We know even less about how those injuries affect still developing young brains.
There is no way on God's green earth there's any thanks to the NFL for any of it. For any of it.
The NFL has been an organized, expensively resourced impediment to knowing about this. They specifically hired quack doctors.
The guy in the lab coat you like so much.
Well, Elliot Pellman. Yeah. That's just
you
an
like
actor
that guy,
in a lab coat.
But you like the guy in the lab coat.
Well, that's an actor in
a
lab
coat.
Yeah, I know.
But you like
him. Hi, I'm a handsome black man in a lab coat.
Yep.
Attention,
tell you
black parents. Yep. Football's fine. You can trust me. I'm a handsome black man in a lab coat.
I got to get a lab coat.
But Elliot Pellman, they hired, who is barely even a qualified MD, and who will be played in the upcoming movie. Perfectly, a great casting choice of Paul Reiser, who if he does his character of Carter Burke from aliens. You know, the smarmy, oily executive who's trying to get everybody killed for the benefit of the company, trying to bring back the alien, that he's playing that role. The NFL spent money to get in the way of the earliest and best and cutting edge research about concussions and head trauma.
Drag kicking and screaming into a sense of reality about what's really going on.
And they had to be publicly embarrassed by the kind of story that initially broke this in GQ and what we saw elsewhere about Bennett Omalu, mm-hmm. about Ann McKee, about Julian Bales, and everybody that tried to step out and try to see what's actually going on, to say thanks to the NFL, no.
No. And I thought I mentioned it to you, and you thought maybe it was done facetiously, and sometimes you get that, well, thank you, NFL, for that. But no, I just think there's you're overlooking some really important people when you do that, and none of them are under the NFL banner. None of them. That was a long time thing. That went on 15 years where they're, I don't know.
They were spending tons of money to deny science. It wasn't just that they were trying to shut up Omalu and others actively.
Because I like a guy in a lab coat. Don't get me wrong, but not that guy.
But then they had Elliot Pelman, who I think is a rheumatologist, say, well,
I think that's right.
And he said, I've looked this all over and there's no truth to it. All this is wrong. There's no connection. It was doing exactly what Big Tobacco did as far as the connection between tobacco consumption and cancer. And they followed that playbook step by step.
Yep.
They had all the money. They had all the resources. They had the bully pulpit. They had the bullhorn. And they shouted everybody down. They tried to ruin Bennett Omalu. Mm-hmm. Tried to ruin his life. They threatened him and his loved ones. It'll all be fictionalized, I'm sure, in fine form in the upcoming movie. But there is, to then say in some revisionist way, thanks to the NFL, no, thanks to some pioneers and thanks to some people that took a lot of real risk in trying to prove what they did and in trying to respond to the families of actual NFL players who were crying out for help.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, other than that, the editorial was finally done. It's just that, you know, it's like when you write something that's going to appear in the front section takes a look at it. And so you just don't go from sports to front section. They're going to take a look at it. They want to see what it is. When you write something like this, it should have been sent to somebody in sports. They should take a look at that. Take a look at it.
The editorial board isn't usually going to do that.
I know, but they should have.
They're not going to call Joe Knowles and say, hey, can you have a football guy look this over?
I think you should have, because you look like an idiot. There is not any space, anywhere, anytime, thanks to the NFL for anything.
You might be able to phrase it differently. It might just be too casual a turn of phrase. If you said something to the effect of, thanks to long overdue medical research finally applied to the NFL level,
I'd accept that.
Okay.
Perfectly acceptable. Yes, because that's what it took. You had to bypass it.
That's what I think happened here, was they're saying, thanks to the NFL, what comes off as the league itself, they may mean the long overdue information that happened to come because of concerns, because better known players were dying. Yeah. I just think this was done in sort of a facile way.
Yeah, I just, you know, and I understand that the numbers are down in high school football, and they're really down in Pop Warner football, where a lot of this starts. And, you know, it's in, I think, like 20%. It's hit pretty hard. And again, I don't think either one of us are against anything. If that's what you want to do, you've got the information now. It's hard not to have the information. But there's no, in my world, there's no, nothing for the NFL in this. I mean, they did their best to not let you know anything. And lied to you.
And in their own way, they're still doing it. On the one hand, they're talking about transparency and safety. It's a completely cynical campaign that is still being waged.
How about heads-up tackling?
Where they can make a game more difficult to watch and their product more difficult to consume while pretending that they care about the safety. Yeah. When all they want to do is have enough big, strong, fast players who maybe don't have all the answers when they make that decision to play, to make sure that they've got their resources. Yep. And as a fan, I'm rooting for them to still have enough of them. Tony and Joliet, you're on WSCR.
All for players, yes.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good to be on a call. I just had a quick supportive comment that I noticed in yesterday's game when I was watching the Oakland and the Jets game, where you're talking about how linemen are continually rehashed and moved in. I know Jamarcus Webb still playing offensive tackle for the Oakland Raiders, and Kellen Davis.
Yep.
The touchdown for the Jets. I was just floored when I saw those two players in that game. That's it. I just wanted to hear your comments.
Well, no, I mean, I think look, there's got to be a shortage of these guys still are working. And I mean, it just, I'm not saying that all of them are awful. All I'm saying is, I don't know that, you know, are there five that are really good? Are there less than five that are really good in the NFL? All I know is that Green Bay, people thought they're okay. But they got swamped last night. They were like they'd never seen a pass rush in their life. And there are teams that can do that to you. And somebody should do that to Drew Brees, by the way. I'd recommend that if you're playing him, that you should get after him. But I look at it and I say, well, is it that difficult? And I think, yeah, it's that difficult to block those guys. Hell yeah, it is. I mean, you have no, and you're right, you have no real practice time. You have no real practice time or in real time of trying to stop that. And they're all over them, both edges.
And it's part of it, too, are your secondary responsibilities where too many running backs come into the league never having to have done that before.
Right.
They'd run out to the side, they'd run a little option read, and they're gone, and then they're catching a pass in the flat, where at the college level, nobody says, look, you are responsible once we point to the mic. And they don't even do that in college. They don't care. They don't care about the front.
They don't.
They're not looking, is it a 30, is it a 40, who's where, where's everybody? They and in the NFL, all of a sudden, teaching a running back from scratch, not just how to recognize the assignment, but then how to do it, how to anchor, how to get low pad level, how to block some angry man who's a linebacker at 265 pounds coming at him
that runs like a 4.4.
Yeah, right.
It's coming around that corner. I and you know, there's a lot of really good pass rushers in the NFL. It just seems to me that when you get to look at the linemen, you don't see quite as much there. And the Bears are patchwork at best. Injuries have made them patchwork. You had to play a rookie at center. And I actually, they haven't held up too poorly. Now, they do have a date with the Broncos.
That's going to be ugly. I promise you that. Because they don't make you look pretty.
I know.
Boars and Bernstein.
I know.
More to come on the score.
Oh, man. The Bears lose to the Vikings and are now 2-5 on the season. Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show, middays 9-1. Yeah, Bears remain winless in the division. Keep it right here, Bears fans, as we recap the game. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Chargers in a Monday night showdown. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Congratulations to the Kansas City Royals. They are World Series champions. They not only received a trophy, they received three epic choke jobs at the hands of the New York Mets. That's right, I called it a choke job. Not one, not two, but three choke jobs. Look, you can tell me the Kansas City Royals put all this pressure on the Mets by actually making contact with the baseball, but the Mets booted play after play in the field. And when you boot easy plays, we're not talking about diving stabs. We're talking about easy ground balls or simply throwing the ball from first base to home to get out the game-tying runner. And when you do so with one of the game's best closers this year, since Juris Familia hadn't blown a save in 3 months, when you blow three games in which you have a lead heading into the eighth inning and you lose a World Series in five games, you can tell me that the Royals are great. I'll tell you that the Mets just choked. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy. Prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't a place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times.
You're smiling.
Are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051. 800-307-9051.
Sundays on CBS. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette. Ted Danson.
The possibilities are endless.
CSI Cyber. Sundays only CBS.
CBSN, the live digital news network from CBS News.
Welcome back to CBSN. I'm Jeff Glore.
Watch live anywhere, anytime.
We're following two developing situations.
Continuing coverage from the reporters of CBS News 24/7. Catch up on what you missed, view related stories, and share them.
This is a big news story.
CBSN is on right now on any computer, on the CBS News mobile app, and on Apple TV, Roku, and Fire TV. CBSN, CBS News, always on.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Breeze looking left, throwing over the middle. Touchdown, C.J. Spiller. As Breeze has thrown seven touchdowns in this game, Breeze ties the NFL single-game record for passing touchdowns with his seventh, tying the likes of Sid Luckman, Adrian Burke, George Blanda, Y.A. Tittle, and Joe Capp.
Now they are calling him Breezes. The city renamed Drew Orleans.
Yes, they are. And who'll ever forget Joe Mushroom Camp? That guy, not the least bit reluctant to, but we used to call in the old country, whip her out.
At a press conference. When Joe Camp did not like the question, you got
Mr. Happy
in response.
Mr. Happy was
here
for you.
Here's what I think of this.
Here's something for you, especially.
I'm Joe Capp, and this is for you. Enjoy.
Yeah, the Saints and the Giants yesterday sort of destroyed all that nonsense about you can actually tackle another quarterback. Boy. Is Breeze, he's 36. He shouldn't be done at 36, should he?
No. But again, we're redefining all
that.
I
don't think you're done at 36. Do you know what the wall seems to be? I'll get to it tomorrow. Seems to be 39.
Okay, well, that's where Manning is.
That's exactly where he's at.
He had some extenuating circumstances, too, with nerve damage and everything else, though, but we'll see.
And facial ticks.
What? When he had ticks on his face?
He had ticks on his face. I got ticks on my face.
I think.
Yeah, I did say ticks.
Well, but what is being changed is the amount of punishment the average quarterback has to endure. They're just not beat up as badly as they were, and there's a greater understanding of how to make sure they're, even with all some of the read option stuff, and God, Cutler, you got to stop doing that.
I agree.
You got to stop trying to run
just
over sprint a safety.
To try to get to the corner or something rather than let him just take that.
You can't do that. That's dumb. And he did not look good after it either.
Did not.
He's like, hey. How you feel, Jay?
Yeah, you'd actually prefer that he didn't do that.
Right.
Don't do that.
Don't. It's stupid. I know you're Mr. Rough Tough Football Guy, and people love it.
Oh, he's part of the team. Look, he's willing to give up his safety and health. It's stupid.
New Lenox, Adam, you're on the score. Hello.
Hey, guys. You mentioned the lack of talent on O-lines across the league, but do you guys think it could necessarily be a function of the evolution of the league and that pass rushing and defensive play in general has gotten better to adapt against the passing offenses in the last 5-10 years?
Possible. Well, the only way you stop him is to get after him. You don't stop him by, you know, like getting more guys there than they got and all that crap. You don't. That's the only chance you have. That's it. And I think it's a function of that, sure.
Yeah, I do think that there is a possibility that it's just the way things are tilted right now. That you have a finite amount of football talent, you then figure out where that football talent is going to go. I'm not saying that there's necessarily a defensive tackle that would otherwise be an offensive tackle.
No.
And sometimes the coaches at the college level will move guys around because of the way they see them fitting a certain spot. But you absolutely have to have ass kickers coming off the edge if you're going to be a successful NFL player.
Well, and I mean, that's the Jadeveon Clowney draft pick, that you could not pass up a guy with that potential to do exactly that, right? And guess who got hurt again yesterday? There he goes. Gone again. I mean, he did play his first year, and they can't keep him on the field. But, I mean, I guess that sort of shows you what it is. When you see something, they're going to jump at it.
And you mentioned the Rams across the front. I mean, Aaron Donald, I don't know what you do with him.
I don't either.
You can assign two guys to him, and teams do. And he's still finding a way through you and around you.
Yeah, they are tough. They are, and they are also have the Bears, don't they? Bears have a game with the Rams, right?
Yes. That's going to go badly, too. Because Todd Gurley is a throwback.
That's a problem,
he's
too.
He's putting up numbers like Jim Brown.
I know. That's a problem, too. Yeah. But it's all, to me, the only way I can cope with a lot of this stuff that's going on is what Denver has done. That's the only way I can cope. I can't match you man for man. Nobody can match you man for man on the outside with the receiver speed and the running and all the other stuff you can do offensively and the guys, the formations, the pick play, all the other things that go on. The only thing I can do is get after your quarterback as fast as I can. That's the only hope I have.
But they did more than just that. They did more. The way you stop the Packers is you take away the improvisation. You take away his ability to find the next thing.
Agreed.
And they never stopped covering. Because I've never seen a guy, as much as Aaron Rodgers, take advantage of the end of the initial surge of coverage on a play. Because that's when he gets you. He gets you.
Takes extra time,
You think that play's over. You think you've got your guy, and then your guy is breaking back on a 45-degree angle to a spot where Rodgers knows he's going to be. We always joked about Jordy Nelson, right?
Mm-hmm.
That when they're operating at their best, he's always coming.
You can't see him.
Right, he comes right out of the camera shot, back to the ball on the sideline to make a catch. You're just like, damn. I mean, everybody, you always think you have Packers receivers covered until the ball's in one of those guys' hands. So what Denver did was they kept covering, and they shortened the length of each play with their pass rush. It was an absolutely lethal combination.
Yeah, to me, that's the only answer I have. I have no other answer for that. Those offenses. None. Those receivers can't touch them, can't do anything to them.
It's the same thing you did to stop Brady when somebody finally stopped Brady. It was just smash into
him. That guy will not allow you to hit him, though. He sees you coming, he'll just fall. Smart. He does not allow you to just take his head off.
Self-sack.
Yep.
The fainting goat.
That's what he does.
Solon on the South Side, you're on the score.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Solon, how you been?
Solon.
We're chilling, dude, doing our thing.
Okay.
Hey, you still listening to that loud music out there from Joliet?
Is it back?
From what I hear, it's every year.
I don't know, but I could hear it last year. Yeah, they did that. I thought they cut it down. They did this thing where it started like at midnight. And they played it till 4 or 5 in the morning as loud as the giant speakers at the racetrack.
Oh,
I forget what the hell they called the event, but it wasn't, you know, they just let them use the space, but it was craziness.
Okay,
honest to God, you could hear it.
That's my point, because I know you guys love to cut me off.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Yes. I do.
This is the part I can't understand. Actually, I love it. Color has all day and freaking night to get to the line and figure the stuff out. And,
right.
You know, I was listening to a couple of other people today, and they were saying certain people do this, that, and other. But it seems like he gets there like 15 seconds before he calls the hut. And that's discipline, and I love it.
No, that's a Gase thing. Now, that's get it in, get it called, get to the line, and get your free look.
Beautiful.
I agree.
Thank you, Solon.
You're right, Solon.
Scoreboard update.
5:30 and from the Score Update studio, I'm Matt Rodewald with the Scoreboard Update. Matt Forte fighting a knee problem now. Some encouraging news, though, today. John Fox thinks that it's not season-ending or surgery necessitating, but the Bears could be thinking about trades or anything else to get him some help if they need it. Either way, injuries can make game planning a mess.
That's a good question. I think, you get new people, you're training new players at positions, whether it's been, you know, acquisitions off of people's practice squads or bringing in new people, regardless of the position, you know, there's a trickle-down effect.
John Fox could be seeing more of Jeremy Langford for the time being. Eddie Royal also dealing with a knee injury, and they will all get an extra day this week since the Bears play on Monday night against the Chargers. We'll see if either are back before then. Injuries around the league, Le'Veon Bell, Reggie Bush, Steve Smith, all tearing something, all out for the year. We got a trade today, too. 49ers send Vernon Davis and a 7th-round pick to Denver for a pair of 6th-round picks. And you got Monday Night Football tonight with the Colts and Panthers and Charlotte. We'll see how healthy Andrew Luck is tonight. Covered that of that about an hour and 15 minutes right here on the Score at 6:45. Kansas City celebrating its first World Series title in 30 years today. And they will have a big parade tomorrow. Could be a ton of people there. The weather should be really nice. Baseball season over and done with. Hot stove officially kicking into high gear with more than 130 free agents Friday night, just past midnight. Hockey, Blackhawks in action tonight. They got the Kings at the UC. Marian Hossa will not be there. He will not be playing because of a lower body injury. Brian Bickle sent down to Rockford today, so he's going to play with the Ice Hogs. And that makes room for Marco Dano, who will be making his Hawks debut tonight. Corey Crawford is in net. College Hoops, AP Top 25 preseason. preseason poll is out. North Carolina starting the season number one for the ninth time in school history. Kentucky, Maryland, Kansas, Duke, your top five, followed by Virginia, Iowa State. The mayor left that team behind. Oklahoma, Gonzaga, and Wichita State rounding out your top 10. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the home for Bear fans. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Indeed. My thing is, I'll get to this tomorrow. This Purdue thing. Yes. I'll get to this tomorrow. This
Purdue basketball?
Purdue basketball.
Yeah, they got a guy you like.
They do. I love this.
Is Matt Painter still coaching there?
Yeah. You know, we used to talk to Matt Painter all the time. A long time.
He's like, he really is the new GM, isn't he?
I don't believe he was fired.
I wonder where he ranks as far as tenure of Big Ten coaches at this point. I mean, because he was just a kid when he got the job, and he kind of sounded exactly like his guy, Bruce Weber. And he's been, how many people have been allowed to struggle to the extent that he has? I mean, it's Bo and it's him, right?
I think so.
Has to be.
Yeah, most of them have changed.
Some multiple times.
Some multiple times, yeah. I guess it is. Yeah, it's sort of like that. One time, you know, when Gene Katie was there, Purdue was always a factor in something. You know, always a pretty good team, a factor in the Big Ten, tough at home, all that stuff. And the last couple of years, they've sort of fallen off. Oh, but they have a surprise for you. Not a surprise to basketball people, but something going on for you this year. I'll get to it tomorrow. I love it. I don't want to talk about it on a football Monday. We're talking football. But I love it. I love it. I'm waiting for it. I want to see it. I want to see it.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought about it. I assumed that, well, maybe they'd made a change there, but no, our guy.
No, Matt, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, I don't. You know, they only make changes where you're like really, really bad, and you got some guys in the Big Ten are really bad, but they haven't changed.
Well, this might be it for your dude at Illinois, even though he has no players left. I mean, at some point they've got to start doing something of note, right?
Yes.
Right.
Well, you got to finish better than eighth in the Big Ten. It would be a start.
Yeah, that's kind of
embarrassing.
When Nebraska's passed you up.
It's embarrassing. Yeah, I don't think you can really, it's not much to live on there if you can't beat them. But I get injuries before the season ever starts. They're in trouble already. And you know what he hasn't done?
Hmm.
He got one recruit, but he just hasn't really recruited the big time players. You know, he's been there, been interested, supposedly, but nothing. Nothing that, first of all, in the Big Ten now you need more than one. Can't just say, well, I got this guy and I don't want to change things. Well, maybe it starts to change him a little, but you haven't really done anything. You need.
And at some point we'll get Chris Collins on the horn and we'll talk
about
it. Yes, we will. Because at some point, that's got to break through.
I think it will.
His collection of B students and better at some point.
I think so.
It has to. The expanded tournament and all that. I think at some point in the Chris Collins era, they're going to make a tournament.
I agree.
And that will be that horrible, whatever you want to...
Stigma.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing to have never been in the NCAA tournament. That's kind of bad. I mean, I'm not a records guy necessarily, but if you say, hey, how about how many appearances have you made in the NCAA tournament?
Well, we've never been there.
Boy, then I look at you and I leave.
Well, that's why Kevin O'Neill left. Kevin O'Neill was like, oh, well, okay, let me do my best. I'm going to MF everybody until they cry, and I'm going to have Evan Eschmeyer here 12 years. And in the final year of Evan Eschmeyer, if I can't make it, then I'm just going to leave. And that's what he did.
And now with the preseason ranking, it would appear the Big Ten, a lot of people think a lot of teams. So Northwestern has got a little bit.
Helps the old RPI, though. The other thing, because some of these losses, even if they're not as bad,
But I believe the breakthrough will come.
The rising tide lifts all ships sometimes.
I think the breakthrough will come.
I just think it would be nice if they just lower the academic standards a little bit, like all the other smart schools do.
Except Duke.
Just like Stanford and Duke and Vanderbilt and everybody else outside the Ivies that are given the big scholarships that you might as well. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to do anything to hurt your academic standing.
Doesn't hurt Duke a bit.
No.
They maintain their reputation like they're all straight-A students.
Right. And they can let illiterates in there.
Yeah. Their reputation remains completely intact about all of it. This is America's model program.
It's gotten even better academically. Better. Their standing is such. I mean, look, I don't know who gets in there.
Because now it's worldwide. Now you're competing. It's not, it used to be you're competing with students in the United States, and now
no,
you get people from all over the world. I mean, forget it. Unless you have absolutely perfect scores on everything, and you're captain of everything, and you've invented things or cured diseases, you don't get in any of these places. It's ridiculous. It's that way with high school now. My God. You should see.
And is North Carolina eligible since nobody's ever gone to class for decades? Are they still eligible? Right. Are they, they're the number one team in the country. But is there something?
That's a different story. Like their scandals were so bad, you almost forget what they were.
They were 20 years.
Forever.
I don't know about it. Roy, what, I don't know.
I think you're number one. I wouldn't. You got to be eligible, right? There can be no punishment has been given to you, even though they weren't going to class for 20 years or those makeup classes. What'd they do?
They said they were studying Swahili and African American studies.
Okay.
Were they actually going to class? No.
And what happens? They pop up and I'll be damned. They're number one again. Holy crap.
Huh?
Holy crap. How did that happen?
That's Terry Bors. I'm Dan Bernstein. Tonight, with Lawrence Holmes on vacation, it is going to be our current update guy, Matt Rodewald, who takes you from 6 to 6:45. And then we will have the
Monday Night Football
Colts and the Carolina Panthers Monday Night Football right here on these airwaves. You know, it was Rodewald that was he is a high school football expert.
I know.
You know that. That's mm-hmm. his thing. High school basketball, high mm-hmm. school football. He knows all, says all. He thinks very, very highly of Matt Bowen's the Immaculate Conception Knights.
I don't know.
Is that what they are?
I don't know.
I think they're the Knights.
They're 3A and Amon High.
Oh yeah, they're
Matt Bowen.
Coming
boy,
after,
he gets he is. So,
are they
you know what's great?
Wilford Brimley is it?
Yeah, Wilford Brimley.
Wimley Brilford.
Yeah. Yeah, that's who they're playing. They're playing Wilford Brimley.
I think it's who they're playing.
I think that, you know, it is so great to hear a guy who's been around football for a damn long time so passionate about his coaching, isn't it? I mean, it's just a delight. Every week we get to the end of the Matt Bowen, you ask him a question about IC, and yeah, there it is. He is so passionate about it.
You know, all these games.
He's not doing that.
Every game is the same. It's all difficult. It's hard to win in this league. I'm not a psychologist. I'm just a football coach.
No, I don't think that's what he says.
You have the score.
If you're a Bears fan, then you're in the right place. This is the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. On Day to Day, we'll be recapping the Bears game with all of our shows and team of Bears experts. Plus, your reaction too. There's no Monday like an Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bears Monday. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Presented by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive. Who want more than just a job, they want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University, different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
Hochberg.
First of all, he's Australian, he's a male model. And he's, you know, goes to Michigan, he's 22. Boo-hoo, we should all have problems like that.
Meet Gus.
Hello, friend.
100% service-related disabled veteran who was poisoned with Agent Orange by our government while serving in Vietnam. And he called David at Pearl Mortgage to get pre-qualified to purchase a home with a VA loan. David explained that Gus's service-related disability exempted him from paying the VA funding fee. He could purchase a home with no money down and no PMI. David also explained that Gus's service-related disability also exempted him from paying real estate taxes due to a recent state law enacted in September. If you're a veteran and you're purchasing a home and you want to work with a knowledgeable and trustworthy lender who respects you and your fellow veterans for your service, call David. Here's his number. Write it down. 312-751-1333. David's helped thousands of SCORE listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/licensing.
At DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management, we're looking for MBA students who want to own the room, not just be in it. Run the business, not just the meeting. Because our professors bring real business challenges into the classroom, at Keller, what you learn today can unlock the leader inside you tomorrow. It's what makes us different on purpose. Keller Graduate School of Management. Learn more at keller.edu.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Cheers.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
A smooth, caramel roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Take it responsibly.
CBS Mondays on NCIS LA.
Wheels up in 30.
The missions are classified.
This is a matter of national security.
The suspects identified.
I need to know where this man is.
Got it.
The team is qualified.
The best of the best.
Sometimes preoccupied.
You're only young once, but you can be immature forever.
That's clever.
And the viewers satisfied.
I am genuinely impressed.
Just doing what we do.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Mondays.
Criminal Minds is television's number one suspense thriller.
FBI!
CBS Wednesdays, find out why.
We use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
The only thing more dangerous than the mind of a serial killer.
Why would you do what I ask?
This is not his first creepy rodeo.
Are the people who catch them.
This wasn't an assault, it was an abduction.
You'll find a new victim. He could strike again soon.
Criminal Minds, Wednesdays, only CBS.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
Throw in Oak Lawn. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Jeez, I'm feeling frozen.
And that is another true story.
The shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit chicagowolves.com at 547 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Look who's here.
Hi, boys.
Hello, Matt.
You,
how are you?
You look like $100.
Well, I got another charity event today.
He keeps that in his pocket.
The quick change. I'm back in
like the quick change at the UC. You ever see that? You've seen that millions of times, right?
The quick change?
The halftime show. The quick change thing that they do where they have the couple that's out there and they're like 800 outfits.
You've never seen it? Not at the UC. That was...
I remember being at the Big Ten tournament one time and they did that at, I don't know, one of those halftimes or whatever. And that was something that Jim Nance and Billy Packer loved to watch and have the production truck kind of like get the cameras real close to figure it out. And they would literally try and do the replays and stuff. This is all off the air, but it's like, you know, hey, let's figure this out. And they're like zooming in and finding the little spots where
nerds. Like Penn and Teller?
Right, okay. Yeah. They're like, let's break the code. I don't know if they ever did or not, but you know, means that Billy Packer's a little creepy.
It's the rare charity gathering on a Monday night. You don't find a lot of black tie charity affairs. There's going to be like 400 people at the Adler Planetarium, and we'll be
honoring Mitch.
The Mitch thing is in 2 weeks.
Oh, in 2 weeks. Tonight, so I honor Mitch every night.
Is that a pillow?
I do.
It's what I do.
Mitch is my guy. Mm-hmm. Nobody else likes me. I might as well might as well be friends with Mitch.
So this is a charity called Wish Upon a Wedding, and it provides free wedding services for people of need and people who have faced all sorts of economic hardships due to various reasons, whether it's because of being connected to strained military families overseas or because of death or disease. People can apply, and then it helps people enjoy dream weddings.
Weddings are expensive. Very expensive.
Not these.
Not those, though. I'm just saying, if you're doing it yourself, and
I do it because my wife is a planner, part of the industry, and has been one of their award recipients before.
So my wedding cost $5.
And I will say this. When you get wedding industry people together when they're not working, they party. Because these are people when you're talking about vendors, this is all, mm-hmm. Photographers and caterers and the planners, everybody.
Just why you do it on a Monday.
Right. But it is. That's why you do it on a Monday.
Because they're always working.
But they're always working. Mm-hmm. But you give them a chance to actually have something to drink and hit the dance floor. And good Lord.
Get out of the way.
Yeah. Get out the way. Mm-hmm.
I don't think Matt's going to be talking about that. You took all of Matt's time.
Are you continuing Bears Monday?
I will continue Bears Monday and continue on. You know, I watched this whole thing this weekend and thought, Jay Cutler's okay. Yep. You know, and I continued to try and sell myself on the fact that there is just nothing coming from the draft ranks, and I don't want to rely on that.
Jared Goff has really dropped off, hasn't he?
No, it's not good. And so I think we've all talked about it with the money for Jay's contract. The hard money's gone. So now you've gone through all that stuff. It's gotten easier. And so you can kind of start to see one, two, maybe three more years. I'm okay with that now.
You know, Ryan Pace said he wants to draft a quarterback every year, except apparently not last year. But
not this year either. Right.
You don't think so? You think he'll grab some later?
First round. Maybe I'll grab somebody, but
you've got to have somebody that you think you can.
You think he'll do something? I mean, very small today, tomorrow.
No,
pick up a sixth round, seventh round conditional here, there. I mean,
Lamar Houston, maybe.
Some redundant piece, maybe.
Will Young.
Yeah, there's some redundant pieces there. Yeah. I mean, they're possible. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I think he's always looking. He's certainly not talking to us.
You got to stockpile picks as many as you can.
Talking to anybody.
And he should be.
He no speak.
He should be.
No speak to me.
You know, just watching that crap the last week with Ratliff just really made me disappointed in how the Bears handle adult big boy things.
Well, I'm waiting to find out more about the aftermath of it, of what's being done internally, because I found out over the weekend that there was some awareness that at least somebody above Fox, and it was not Pace, said, come on now, what are we doing here? What happened? And a lot of it is because of legal liability, and part of it is simply because they felt that somebody other than Fox should have been speaking. But you got to, it's not enough to have recriminations at this point. You have to have a plan in place. You've got to have best practices in place for all kinds of emergencies.
Correct.
Hey, real quick, trick-or-treaters, I had a high schooler come to my door and ask for a beverage. Do you guys have anything, the beverage?
Yeah. No.
There's a group of five of them, and he's the one hanging back, and so they're all taking candy here.
Like
they're
an alcoholic beverage?
No, it was just like, hey, you guys have anything to drink, man? And I'm like, that's awesome. Lynn, get a bottle of water for this guy.
Do you have like a slice of pizza lying anywhere or something?
Right. It was like that. It was like Spicoli came to my door, and it was just like hanging out for a while.
Do you have any tacos? I could really use some tacos.
I'm going to sit on your stoop for a while and eat my candy. Is that cool?
Wow. Yeah. Tomorrow I got to tell you about the guy that was MFing me today, too. On the train.
Okay, that story is troubling.
I know, it is troubling. I'm on train forever, and it's never happened.
Is he going to be on the ride home?
I don't think so.
It sounded like you escalated things, though. Why don't you just call over a conductor and say, remove this person?
Because I'll beat his ass like a drum, and even at my age with one leg.
I'm saying that's why. You didn't make it any easier by escalating the situation.
All right, so what are you, refereeing? Who are you, the referee?
I am
kiss my ass.
Hockey.
The sick monkey's wet ass is awaiting for you.
He's also been suspended by the ACC.
Thanks to Zach Zaidman and Matt Bowen.
We've got Crack Productions to have the best of the damn business. Mr. Matt Abaticola.
This is the pitch of the at-bat for me, the 2-1 pitch here. It's either going to be 3-1 or 2-2 or an out or a base hit or whatever.
He's right. Yep. He's given you every possible scenario.
Oh, good God. I love Matt Abaticola, and he's Dale Jr., you know. Eliminated. The best production man to ever live, Chris Tannehill.
What about the contact across the face guard before the ball got there?
Didn't see it when I watched it live, and I saw it live. I did not think it was a penalty.
Didn't see it?
We thank you for listening, calling, emailing. Sexy. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Matt Rotowall is coming away. He'll take you up to Monday Night Football every terrific night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for NFL football. From the preseason through the Super Bowl and all primetime games in between. A production of Westwood One Sports.
We're looking for health sciences students with heart and drive who want more than just a job. They want a career. If you're that kind of student, you're our kind of different. And our College of Health Sciences has introduced a new medical billing and coding certificate that helps you get career ready in as few as 10 months. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn more at devry.edu/health.
Course completion assumes full-time year-round enrollment. For comprehensive consumer info, visit devry.edu/UCMBC.
Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Cheers.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Sundays. Get hooked on The Good Wife.
I'm Alicia.
I am not worthy.
Oh, my God.
Critics call it hands down the most purely entertaining drama anywhere on TV.
Really?
Yes.